That is right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the EG3 Show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. JPEG Sports Nerd. Your host, Eddie Greer, for the EG3 Show, which is all about the world of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and, of course, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. We are in playoff mode, and we will recap New Hampshire and Kentucky and get you set for elimination race number one of the postseason in the Monster Energy Cup side of things. Dover, the Monster Mile, and the trucks head west, which we will start right there with the Truck Series. Last weekend in New Hampshire, the opener of the playoffs, and probably to no surprise, Christopher Bell winning this race in dominating fashion, like he has done most of his wins throughout this season. A good start to the postseason. And speaking of, you know, automatic tickets to Homestead and whatnot, everyone's talking about Truex and him not being an automatic spot to Homestead. And yes, we've talked about this several points of the podcast here the last month or so. You know, Truex has that advantage, so does Christopher Bell. But yes, it's all have to be earned on the racetrack, and Christopher Bell did just that yet again. You know, Bell being in this position before, well, being in the final four and then not coming up short last year, but this year everything looks be all in the cards for him. But yet you can say the same thing for some of these guys like William Byron. You know, just not Truex. It's not a guarantee. You got Larson, Kyle Busch, the three-headed monster who's been, they have been dominant really throughout the whole season. Truex really most notably being consistent all year long, and then Larson and Kyle Busch, they are right there up in that first tier of drivers. When you look at the Truck Series, yeah, Christopher Bell, I think that's really it. He has been outstanding. He's been the absolute stud throughout this whole season, and proven in the first race of the postseason in the trucks, he gets it done. Winning that first race and obviously moving on into the round of six. We're going to go around the grid because we're focused from here on out to the end. Playoff drivers. I'm only going to mention one driver who is not in the playoffs, who is the highest finishing driver. You're going to get talked about. Everyone else is kind of sort of an afterthought unless you make a huge penalty or something like that, like Clint Boyer's team did. It wasn't huge, but that 14 team in the Cup side was penalized for one lug nut fine, crew chief fine, $10,000. But yes, going around here, Matt Crafton finished sixth. He avoided trouble in this race as well. So Crafton, the next guy on that list, finished in the sixth spot. And you have first timer Austin Cindric for Brad Keselowski Racing. Maybe check that. Ben Rhodes, who escaped by the skin of his teeth getting into the playoffs, had a good showing as well. He finished ahead of Cindric. Seventh for Rhodes. Austin Cindric finished eighth. You're listening to the EG3 Show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Moving along, how about the day of Johnny Sauter starting in the top three? Had issues, had contact with another driver, which was actually Noah Gregson, the pole sitter for this race. Those two got together. Gregson got the worst of it. He had a great shot at winning. And yes, Gregson is not in the postseason, but we mentioned him because he was involved with a playoff driver in Johnny Sauter. And but still, Sauter, the defending champion of the series, trying to go back to back, somehow finished in the top 10 there in ninth. And Crass Gralla needing to be consistent here. You know, he had that win in Daytona, but you know, ever since then, throughout the regular season, been a struggle for him. But this is a huge confidence booster for Crass Gralla. Finished in the top 10 at New Hampshire last weekend. Huge for him. Chase Briscoe in his first playoff appearance. Finished in 11th. Going down the line here. And then once again, for the second consecutive year in a row, John Hunter Nemechek finished. Had some issues and finished 20th last year. Actually, had issues last year and finished in the top 10 before getting penalized and really hurt his playoff, rest of his playoffs. Second year in a row in the opener, though, has issues and can't recover from it, even though he got back on the track, which is huge from a point standard. But other than that, finished in the top 20. So really, that could be big moving forward as the series moves to Las Vegas and continues their opening round of playoffs. And now remember, for those of you who don't know, the truck series contains 8 playoff drivers, the top 8, including obviously the winners. And then, yeah, Chase Briscoe and Ben Rhodes getting in on points. Rhodes on a tiebreaker. After the three races of each round, which the truck series and Xfinity series have 3 separate rounds. 2 of them are in the postseason, and then you have obviously the championship 4, which decides it. Trucks, if you're the last 2 drivers that are not in the top 6 for the truck series, now we're talking about, then you're going to be eliminated after, looks like Talladega will be next for the trucks after Las Vegas. So there's a wild card in that aspect, but it's really tight down here at this bubble spot right now. Obviously, John Hunter Nemechek is the last driver out right now, but he's very close to Chase Briscoe, who is the first driver out, to Crass Gralla, who's in. Briscoe is -3 out. And then you have Hunter Nemechek sitting there in with 7 points back. So really tight in here between Gralla, Briscoe, and Nemechek. And looking up some more, you have Austin Cindric there in 5th spot. So going out west, huge, huge race for those guys this weekend. Why? Because obviously we talk about this all the time with the Cup Series, Talladega, that big old animal. Now, you thought the monster was huge. I think the biggest monster of them all is Talladega, which the Cup Series is going to have to deal with in the next round of 12. Xfinity Series, interesting enough, doesn't have to deal with that. So really easy ticket. But even then, you have your issues there as well you have to deal with. So a lot of things going on right now. Obviously, Bell into the next round. Sauter, Crafton, Rhodes, Cindric, and Gralla right now would advance, but that could all change for the exception of Chris Bell after Saturday night's race, which was going to be in prime time for the Truck Series. You'll see the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, which is, by the way, the NASCAR Kenworth Truck Series. Las Vegas Motor Speedway contains 146 laps. And last year, a non-playoff driver getting a win in this race last year. That was Tyler Reddick in that spot last year. And speaking of which, we will get to him momentarily. So Tyler Reddick winning that race last year, a non-playoff driver. And we'll see what happens here. Brad Keselowski Racing has both their trucks in the playoffs right now with Chase Briscoe and Austin Cindric. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. And oh, by the way, before we move on, it's going to be the first non-playoff driver who was finished ahead of everyone else, that was Ryan Truex, who started in the top 10 and finished runner-up. So if anything goes, anybody wins outside of these top eight, at least right now, that would be the 16 truck who's been coming on in the second half of the season. Ryan Truex missed it via a tie breaker. So there is that information as well. So definitely it's going to be interesting to see what happens in this primetime race. A double header here on Saturday with the Xfinity Series at Dover. And then in primetime, it's going to be the Truck Series here on Saturday for Las Vegas. All right, folks, we are actually going to take a quick time out here on the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. We come back on the other side of this quick timeout. We're going to talk a little Xfinity Series and talk Tyler Reddick throwing a huge monkey into the Xfinity Series playoffs at Kentucky last week. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com after this quick timeout. Show is back right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Sorry, they had to take care of some personal things there over the break. But back right here on KCSportsRadio.com. JPEG Sports Center. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, for the EG3 show. For those of you listening for the first time, we're all about talking NASCAR. We're talking about the NASCAR playoffs for all three divisions. First segment talked about the Camperworld Truck Series and Christopher Bell's fifth win of the season. And obviously, if you win in the postseason, if you're a series regular, you are going to move on. And I keep referencing the quote unquote, if you pass post race inspection, if you're all clear there, you're going to get the nod to move on. And why I say that, because we've seen a couple times this year in the Cup Series and even in the Xfinity Series this year, there's been several instances of the winning teams not passing post-tech inspection, and it comes back around and win takes away the win and things like that. So that's why I caution, quote-unquote, that pass post-race tech, you're going to get the pass-through free immunity, as I will call it, on the way to the next round, which Christopher Bell will be in it. I mentioned Tyler Reddick in the first segment. You know, last year he made some noise at Las Vegas, a mile and a half track, and he made some big time noise last Saturday night at Kentucky, where strategy put him in a big time position. He was running inside the top 10 throughout the night, but strategy call made, and Tyler Reddick did the rest. And again, what does Las Vegas and Kentucky have in common? Well, they're both mile and a half tracks, and Tyler Reddick has been pretty good in that 42 in his first year in the Xfinity Series. And Tyler Reddick also made some news last week, which I did not get into. Reddick is going to move to Junior Motorsports next season to continue to drive for, actually, to stay in the Xfinity Series, but he'll drive instead of Chip Ganassi. He'll be with Dale Earnhardt Jr., Junior Motorsports, which has the juggernaut of the four cars in the postseason. But Tyler Reddick makes his splash, and I call each win that's not a involving a playoff driver an upset, which went down in the visit MyrtleBeach.com 300, which included some issues for one Junior Motorsports car, which was Justin Allgaier himself, had early trouble, but yet had a fast enough race car to avoid further damage and make the most out of his opportunities. Reddick, for the second consecutive year, wins, not being involved in the playoffs. Obviously, Reddick shares that ride, 42 ride, with two other drivers, Justin Marks, the road course specialist, and of course, the other one, yes, that would be Kyle Larson, and the head president of NASCAR making it an additional change this year, obviously, with the championship four, started with the final four last year, that no cup guys can be involved in those races to decide the outcome. Well, add this to the list also. I might have mentioned it last week that no cup guys are involved in any of the postseason, the trucks or the Xfinity Series. And yet, we see a driver that has been in the Xfinity Series this year, in half the races this year, make noise. And I watched a clip, interesting clip, about the Xfinity Series and about the Championship Four scenario and how a winner, a Xfinity Series champion, might not be able to win the actual championship because of somebody else that's not a cup driver. You had Ryan Preece in this field last week, had a good showing. Brian Scott again made another appearance. Ben Kennedy, Kyle Benjamin, and then you have throw in this Tyler Reddick character who's been pretty good on mile and a half that could really shake things up moving along. And in that clip, obviously the common denominator in that, we talked about him on the pod last week. Yes, Elliot Sadler. You listen to the EG3 show on KCSportsRadio.com. Elliot Sadler has yet to win a race this year, and that metaphor that was thrown around was golf terms, if you will, you know, playing the fairway strategy and getting a couple of birdies here and there and then parring your way through the round to get to the championship round. That was mentioned with Elliott Sadler, and you know, obviously he came so close to winning the championship race last year. We all know what happened in that race a year ago. Here, I mean, I've been on Sadler's camp here. He has the best opportunity to win a championship, given that you almost have to be near perfect now. There's been mistakes been made already in these playoffs, and yet you can still, if you make them early enough, unfortunately, but you can still rally back like Allgaier did to finish in the third spot. But let's not forget about the other 48 car in Brandon Poole, who finished in a run-up spot and the lead playoff driver from the Kentucky race last Saturday night. Poole has kind of been forgotten in this mix here, but he got it done indeed. Finished in the runner-up position. Then it was Justin Allgaier sitting there in the third spot. Went a lap down at one point in this race. Comes back to finish in the third spot. Moving on down the list, Cole Custer. Talked about him being one of my championship four picks to be at Homestead. Well, he proves my point again. Whether it's against cup guys or against the Xfinity regulars or against part-timers, Cole Custer continues to impress, winning both stage one and two at Kentucky, but yet did not come up with the sweep in the race, unfortunately, but a strong showing, no doubt, finishing in the fifth spot. Speaking of parring your way through, Mr. Parr, Elliott Sadler, still without a race win here this season, sixth spot. and you talk about top 10 in your way through the regular season champ at Salaris in the Xfinity Series, pawing your way through these rounds to try to get the homestead. Well, he has to do just that, at least for right now. Salaris 6, the next playoff driver is behind him, Daniel Hemric. A nice top 10 finish there for him for Richard Childress Racing, finished in a 7th spot. Then the next guy we're going to find to cap off the top 10 is Ryan Reed. Ryan Reed, he needs to pick up the pace a little bit if he's going to be involved in the upcoming rounds here. Ryan Reed, the lone rostering weight driver, finishes in the top 10. Big for him. Moving on to the Monster Mile this weekend. Other playoff peeps outside of top 10, Brendan Gaughan finished in a 14th spot. Usually, Brendan Gaughan is really good at Kentucky, but Hemric has had the speed. Gaughan has been up and down, and usually Gaughan is up there, battling inside the top 10, around the 6th to 8th position there, around there. But off night for that 62 team, and they're going to have to pick it up here also. They're going to step up their game as well. They're going to have any chance of advancing on. We talked about the other car, Junior Moore Sports Car, that's in the playoffs, Michael Annette, who finished in the 16th spot. He's the real long shot in this to try to move on. He doesn't have quite the speed, in my opinion, as the three Junior Moore Sports Cars, but he's going to have to find something if he's going to be the upset apple cart here in these playoffs. Blake Cook is behind him in 17th position after starting the inside. No, he did not, actually. He started, Looking through the rundown here. Sorry about that. 17th, started in the 17th position. Did move up quite a bit. But all in all, the Leaf Filter Gutter Protection Chevy ended up finishing in a 17th spot. And a surprise from this race last weekend, William Byron, who obviously is going to lead the points if he were to advance, had a bad evening, if you will. He thought, you would think that mile and a half track, okay, William Byron is going to be up there battling for the win. Obviously, he had strategy, a little bit of strategy played in there with the 42, but this 9 car had a kind of a bad start to the round. He ended up finishing in the 18th spot, so he lost points in the standings as well. And then, obviously, you don't want to use your mulligan in the first race of these sectional playoffs. You want to get a good start in these rounds, no matter if you are the point guy, 3rd, 5th, or even 12th. You want to get a good start, get some good momentum. And William Byron right now is still inside the top 8 right now, but kind of a bad start for the number 1 seed of these playoffs. And then Jeremy Kmetz, obviously, the Cinderella, finished in the 22nd position after starting 25th. You'll see the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. So looking at the standings now, moving forward to Dover this weekend, which the guys will be at. Speaking of which, Dover race will be on MRN for those of you going to be listening on their radio and airing on television on NBCSN. Use Your Millen, Drive Sober 200, I believe is the title. It cuts off a little bit looking at the screen, but yes, that is the next race this Saturday afternoon. 1:45 Central Time is the green flag for this race. Obviously, Central Time for the listening states of Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and so forth. Back to the standings, playoff standings now, as I pull up on my screen here. So Justin Allgaier goes to Dover with the lead after all the issues that team had early in this race. Kept your head down, especially after winning the regular season finale. Allgaier had trouble early, rallied back, and actually that's a tie for the top spot with the rookie Cole Custer with Allgaier. So top spot. And you have Elliott Sattler sitting there, only 2 points out. Hemric, 5 markers away. Top five is William Byron. So Byron, the number one seed, drops to the 5th position. 6 out. Brendan Poole with the runner-up position last week. 6. Matt Tiff sitting up in there. 7th, quietly. And then Ryan Reed has the final spot right now over Brendan Gaughan by 8 points. Separate those two heading to Dover, where a lot of things can happen. Short tracks, again, you go to a mile and a half to a short track, a mile track, actually, and Monster can eat you up if you were to make a mistake, especially against caught up in somebody else's own dirty laundry. So right now, Brendan Gaughan, the first guy out right now, and then Blake Cook, so really, really close right now for that top 8 position. Michael Annette has some work to do, and Jeremy Commits, not too far, is last heading to Dover. And so a lot of things can happen at Dover this weekend for both the Xfinity and the Cup guys, especially the Cup guys with the elimination race. A lot can happen. We've seen the unthinkable happen in the last several years, whether it's Jimmy Johnson with a $5 part getting out, going out around early. We've seen Kyle Larson go out last year. Both Ganassi cars swept out around the 16 last year after being in, locked in, clearly, and then come out of the Monster not looking so good. So a lot can change as we move in, enter this weekend's race. A lot on at stake for the Cup guys. You'll see the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Eddie Greer in the house as usual, in a nice transition a little bit to the Cup Series. We'll talk Dover on the other side of our next break, but rewind it a little bit to New Hampshire, where Kyle Busch won the race last Sunday afternoon, the ISM Connect 300. Kyle Busch, no question, the moment of this race, which is actually going to be the 3EG3 moment of the weekend. Austin Dillon, Kevin Harvick get into it a little bit on the backstretch, and this happened on the final lap of stage 2, which Martin Truex Jr. was pretty much going to win that stage as well. He did win stage 1, by the way, but Kyle Busch ended up winning that stage thanks to his spotter and stopping when told to. Big mess happened on the backstretch. Couple of the playoff drivers were involved, including Harvick and his teammate Kurt Busch, who took really the biggest hit of this weekend. And he is, I agree with Kyle Petty, he is in must-win situation. Now, let's not forget about all these stage points now you can gather in the first 2 stages. That's going to be really the key in my book this weekend. The stage points in stage 1 and stage 2 with the bubble drivers of Dillon. Even I'm going to throw McMurray in that mix, who's not that far away from Austin Dillon. Ricky Stenhouse, Ryan Newman. It's really tight between Stenhouse and the 2 RCR guys, and Austin Dillon and Ryan Newman. And I mentioned Kasey Kahne is the last driver. He's going to have to throw up a Hail Mary if he's going to be a player in a round of 12. But yes, steer the wheel back to New Hampshire. That was a big moment of this race. Austin Dillon, I don't know what he was thinking at that time there. You have 1 lap to go. You don't really need to be that aggressive. He's very fortunate that he didn't get caught in any more of that mess there. And somehow, he's been able to dodge bullets and still be in the position that he's in. He and Ryan Newman and Ricky Stenhouse both are very fortunate. And they're really tight. It's tied between Dillon and Stenhouse. And then you go back to Ryan Newman, who's only a point back. So definitely stage points and the way the cautions fall are going to be the key in this race Sunday afternoon. That's my key. The cautions, definitely how they fall. And then you have to gather those critical stage playoff points, as I'm going to call it here on the EG3 show. You got to gather those up. If you can get a couple points here and maybe a second place, a third place, or real, if you're looking at realistically 6th or 7th place finish in the stages. Those are points rewarded, and that could potentially move you on to the next round. That's got to be something said for that, and it's going to be exciting. Everyone's talking about it's been a dreaded playoffs, whatnot, and yes, it has to an extent, but it's going to be real. Let's be honest here. It's going to be really, really exciting. The focus of this race, you know, we always talk about 78-18 to 42, and as of late, we've seen a resurrection of the 20 and the 2 car. The focus is going to shift to the back of this grid. You're going to see it throughout the playoffs, really, when we hit the elimination races like Kansas City here in a few weeks. I'm definitely looking forward to that also. And obviously, Phoenix, the race before the season grand finale of the year. You're going to see the focus shift, and we have a really tight points battle right there. And obviously, McMurray, he's not safe either. He's only 7 points separated from him, and I believe it's Austin Dillon who has that transfer spot right now. So Ricky Stenhouse Jr. got work to do. I've said this a couple times on the podcast for the last couple weeks. That team needs to find something else. They have to get better somewhere, and maybe this track is it for Ricky Stenhouse. He's pretty good at Bristol, and maybe he used some of that experience, success that he has over there, bring it to the Monster Mile, or he's going to be in some serious trouble. But remember, it's not that far, and we continue to kind of cross over things a little bit. I know Harvick, Ryan Blaney, they're under 30 points, so if something were to happen early, which most we've seen the last two seasons that we've seen, something happened very early to a driver who is trying to transfer its way into next round, have issues and can't recover from them. McMurray is in familiar territory again. Can he get through to the next round? That's been an issue with him. And then you have Ryan Blaney, Kevin Harvick. I don't think they're really safe yet. I mean, you can say they are, but at the same time, we're going to a track where if the same thing happens at the Monster Mile, at the backstretch, you have no room for error. No room. The monster will eat you alive, and you have no room to escape whatsoever. So there again, have that situation where something like that happens either in the backstretch or in the front stretch, which it could happen. It's 50-50. It definitely could happen Sunday afternoon where somebody gets in trouble, and they can be in, and they can be out. So Kyle Petty said earlier, I was watching NBC clips earlier today, and he said Chase Elliott, that was very interesting, was going to be out of there. He predicted Chase Elliott would be out. That's maybe stretching a little bit, but and I actually kind of said this last week on the pod, that Elliott, the penalties could hurt Chase Elliott if he were to get to earn no stage points at all. So again, stage points will be critical. All caps, stage points will be huge in part of this race here on Sunday afternoon. We're going to take a quick timeout here on the EG3 show. We come back, we're going to run down the playoff driver's finish, and then we'll turn our tables to Winners Weekend, brought to you by, of course, NASCAR Race Hub. We were listening to Kyle Busch and Adam Stevens' huge win at New Hampshire over the weekend. And then remember, obviously, the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series will be doing battle at the Monster Mile this weekend. And then the trucks are out on their own, which tend to bring exciting racing as well. They'll be at Las Vegas this week. I'm trying to pull up the next theme song here on the list. But while I'm doing that, Kyle Busch wins his third race of the year in pretty much dominating fashion once again in the Toyotas. They have been the story of the season, primarily Martin Truex Jr., but Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, again up there, in the picture yet again. And then now, in the picture, you can might as well throw Matt Kenseth in the picture now. Everyone's talking about Jimmy Johnson and his success at Dover. Well, I don't think, in my book, I don't think Jimmy Johnson finished 14th at New Hampshire. I don't think this team has that extra step that we're used to seeing in the last couple of years, especially last year after that summer slump. This year, it's been well documented on my podcast. You know, he's been Mr. Groundhog ever since that win at Bristol. And I just don't, you know, ace, you know, all that's good right now. But as we get closer after this elimination race, it's going to be 12 drivers, you know, still alive going for that championship. Jimmy Johnson is going to be one of those guys. But the speed, this is going to be, I mentioned this last week again, the ultimate test. If he don't win, if he finishes like that Sunday, I don't think this team is moving any more further past round 12. I don't care you've been successful at Charlotte, Kansas, and you can probably throw Talladega in there as well. That's a crapshoot. But this team, this 48 team, I don't think they have that extra step. You know, he seems, you know, kind of moseying along, saying that we're experimenting, we're learning things. Well, that time spent under the sand, that time is over. You got to step it up right now. And everyone's talking about, well, this could be the week that he does that. We'll see. You know, it might come along as I don't believe in Jimmy Johnson. Yes, he's the most talented driver, winning all those championships and trying to break, being the guy that's sitting all alone in NASCAR history, being the only driver to win all those championships. But right now, talking the present, he don't got speed. That's clearly right now. He has a lot of work to do doing all the experimenting. I thought he would have been done that by now, being in groundhog mode, but clearly he's still doing that. So this team has still got work to do. I don't think I'll take Matt Kenseth over Jimmy Johnson for Sunday's race. That's the 20 team has built a lot of momentum, and Matt Kenseth has talked about wanting to win a race. I want that win. I want that sister to win. Well, that could come at a no better time than in these playoffs right now. Folks, we're taking our next timeout, EG3 show, right here on KCSportsRadio.com. We're taking a quick timeout. EG3 show is back right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Eddie Greer, as usual, for the EG3 show, the latest in the world of NASCAR. Social media update real quick. Facebook.com/EG3 show. Twitter handle @EG3_show. Again, @EG3_show. We're crossing over a little bit between New Hampshire and getting you set for Monster action at the Monster Mile, Dover, Delaware, where the first elimination race will probably go down, most likely, to the last race. And it's going to be a fun show between Austin Dillon, Ryan Newman, Jamie McMurray, Ricky Stenhouse up in there, Kurt Busch, kind of surprisingly, as well. And then Kasey Kahne going to have to throw up a Hail Mary, like I've been saying on this show here this afternoon. Those guys usually run together anyways. So we've been seeing a trend all year long. And It's no different from the first two playoff races. Dillon, Newman, Stenhouse been running together. Stenhouse got in trouble, and I don't know how in the world Stenhouse is involved this close to getting into the stage round 12. Remember, keep this in mind, that Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has won the last two restricted plate races. Going into this next round, Talladega, Roush Fenway Racing, that's been their calling card this year in the rise of Ricky Stenhouse. Talladega could potentially move Stenhouse to the round of eight, which what I call it on the podcast, if you have been listening to a while or haven't been listening to a while, this is your first time listening this afternoon, the Elite Eight, which is basketball, NCAA basketball tournament terms there, the round of eight, which could propel him even closer to possibly making a run for the title. So again, you want to be a lot of drivers right now, especially those that are kind of above the cut line right now, are hoping that Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and I probably won't blame him either, hoping that Stenhouse doesn't make it, because he's a big time threat to maybe possibly half those guys that's going to move on in to the next round. And via Kyle Busch's win getting into the next round, Mark Truex Jr. is already in via win at Chicago. Brad Keselowski and Kyle Larson also, with the point margin that they have, also clinched their tickets to the round of 12. So yeah, four already in. The rest will be decided on Sunday. And again, you have that X factor of the unknown. Especially here, you have the definite unknown at Talladega. You have the second unknown right here at the Monster Mile. Real quickly, let's bounce around to find the playoff drivers. Obviously, Kyle Busch winning this race. We will go inside with the team here in a little bit. Kyle Larson, again, finished in the second spot. And that's the eighth or ninth time that Larson in that 42 car have finished second this year. Imagine if those turn into wins. We'll be talking about him instead of Truex winning all those wins. But Kyle Larson, again, you know, he's even mellow here. You know, top five is going to get us to Homestead. Well, again, that could be true. That's not really a guarantee now. We go back to Martin Truex and all those stage wins, those playoff points, and everyone's saying, oh, that's not a guarantee, you know, all this other stuff. Well, you know, top five, that's not a guarantee either. We've seen it time and time again, year in, especially in this format, the last 3 years of this format. Top fives could get you, they're going to get you to the round of eight, but when a round of eight comes, you got to win, baby. That's where it's at. You can't sit up in here and think top five. You know, we've seen a perfect example last year, top five, and then that doesn't really cut it. But here, in this case here, at least for this round and the next round, top fives are going to get you to advance you to the next round. That's what Larson and Keselowski did. Matt Kenseth, third. Keselowski, fourth. Truex, after some damage there in that Days of Thunder stuff, he rallies back for a huge top five for him, even though he's already in to the next round. So a great bounce back for him. His teammate Erik Jones, who made some news this week. The mullet, it's all gone, folks. Erik Jones finished sixth. He did have the mullet before this weekend, by the way. But the mullet is all gone for the 77. Erik Jones obviously moving into Matt Kenseth's ride next year. They're finishing sixth. And sorry, I'm just going down here, the line here. Bowyer, Suarez, Blaney, and Logano. Your top 10, Ryan Blaney being your next playoff driver in ninth. And your highest non-playoff driver, Erik Jones, there. Solid all weekend long. They're in the sixth spot. Playoff drivers, Chase Elliott in 11th. Denny Hamlin, 12th. Ryan Newman, 13th. Jimmy Johnson, 14th. Ricky Stenhouse, Jr., 15th. Jamie McMurray, 16th. So really, you go down to 11th to 16th. They're all right there in the mix. And then you have Kasey Kahne, 35th. Kevin Harvick, 36th. And Kurt Busch, 37th. Kurt Busch, the biggest loser of this weekend. And now, I had him advancing at least I have to look at my grid again when I have a moment. I had him at least going to the round of 8, I think. I'm not sure. I might have had him eliminated after the round of 12. I'm pretty sure I did. I have to double check that. But anyways, though, Kurt Busch had a lot of momentum going into these playoffs. A perfect example, really, of Kyle Larson last year. Had tons of momentum coming in and then had bad luck go Kyle Larson's way. The same thing is happening to Kurt Busch, and he is 400 laps away from not advancing to the next round. And Kurt Busch, by the way, the Daytona 500 champ. So that's your rundown from the ISSM Connect 300. The Cup Series roars into the Monster Mile, where four drivers will not advance after the checkered flag falls Sunday afternoon sometime. Who would it be advancing to the next round? EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. We are going to take our final break of the afternoon. Next on the agenda, behind the wheel, we're going to go behind inside the minds of Adam Stevens and Kyle Busch. Huge win at New Hampshire. And Kyle Busch, who's been really a big factor, you go all the way back to, I keep mentioning this on the podcast, to the Coca-Cola 600 where he nearly won. That was won by Austin Dillon, of course. But yes, the 18 factor once again up there in victory lane. And Kyle Busch has a pass-through on into the next round. Coming up next on the EG3 show, Behind the Wheel with Kyle Busch, Adam Stevens, and the 18 team of Joe Gibbs Racing. And Joe Gibbs Racing, via Kyle Busch's win, sweeps New Hampshire. You are listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com and JPEG Sports Network. We'll be back with Behind the Wheel right up next.
Qualifier all year long. Seven times he's been the fastest qualifier, and he just might have put up a lap like he did in Chicago, where everybody goes like, well, that's it for us. We're not going to start first on Sunday.
The mindset for this weekend was as it is every other weekend. Just come out here, do our jobs, execute, and make sure that we hit on all eight cylinders, and I felt like we did that this weekend, and we were able to show that in our practice speeds and our qualifying speeds.
Kyle Busch, once again, is going to start first on Sunday.
Getting the pole, especially here at Loudoun, is just huge. There's such an advantage to the first pit stall, having that clean exit all day, and really giving your guys a chance to get the car out first without having to work too hard.
This is race number 2 of 3 in round 1. They've got to race not only aggressively, but smart. Otherwise, this first round is going to be very short for them. Kyle Busch gets a great, great start. He will lead the field, including Kyle Larson, into turn 1.
I think there were a couple unknowns. Just the track temperature and the heat of the day was certainly way hotter here than it typically is in September. With the hotter temperatures, we seem to run better in the July races here for the 18 car.
Kyle Busch is already starting the Lapping Cars Parade. He's made short work of Cody Ware and Jeffrey Earnhardt.
First stage of the race was really, really on edge for us. You know, our car wasn't great. We got out there a ways and kind of led early, but then those guys kind of ran us down and showed their long run speed and their longevity that they had.
Kyle Busch gets a little out of the groove. That's going to open up the door. Here comes a 78 on the bottom. Truex, the new leader. And you can give stage 1 to Martin Truex Jr. Kyle Larson will finish 2nd in stage 1. Kyle Busch 3rd.
I need a lot of help here, man. pit car. You just need grip or you need to be tighter?
I need grip, but I definitely need to be tighter. I just need to last longer.
Started the race just a little bit off on balance. I probably overdid the race changes just a touch for the track conditions.
Yeah, we were able to come in the pit stop after the first stage, get those tires off, make some air pressure adjustments, some chassis adjustments, and went back after it after that.
Martin Truex Jr., as the green flag waves, gets out of there in a hurry, but now drawing up to his inside, it's Kyle Busch.
Being able to hang with the 78 in that second stage gave us a lot of confidence, and being able to show that we have the speed that he has, and there were a couple moments there where I tried to make a pass, but it was so late in the game that our car was getting a little bit tight there on that long run, so I was just kind of biding my time and just trying not to hurt the tires too much.
It's Truex, two laps to go in stage number two. Trouble off turn two, we got a car sideways.
That one's spinning on the bottom, he's mid-track, he's up. Keep coming on the wall, come on the wall. Okay, come on through. There's enough room there, right? By an inch.
We were heading for a second place finish in that second stage, and was going to focus on what adjustments we needed to get going on after that, but coming off turn two, there was just a cloud of smoke. I mean, there was just smoke everywhere. You couldn't see anything.
That will give the stage two win to Kyle Busch, who sees the green checkered and the yellow flag right now.
See if Martin has any damage. Yeah, he definitely got his left rear quarter panel. Man, that was bizarre, huh? Yeah, it was weird.
Kyle Busch gets a great restart.
Don't let that damn 77 sneak up on us here.
Busch stretches it out to about two car lengths.
I feel like we're behind in an adjustment. Whatever we did on the last one didn't really do anything.
The track seemed like it was changing, bigger in magnitude than the changes we were making.
I think we need to free it back up. I think we overstepped what was going on with the tires.
I'm sure we'll get a couple more cautious.
Despite all the tire wear, Kyle Busch, he is running some of his fastest laps today, and he is absolutely flying.
Number five stopped up top at four. Still stopped. Yellow. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 right here. Go. That's two tires out there.
Well, look at this. The two-tire stop. Martin Truex Jr. wins the race off pit road. Kyle Busch was second.
I had some concern with the 78 with two, just whether or not I was going to be able to get the lead. You would think four tires would prevail over two tires, but for as good as they are, sometimes it doesn't always work that way.
Green flag waves. Martin Truex Jr. gets a push from Kyle Larson, but he's even with Kyle Busch headed to one.
Through one and two, I just hit my marks. I was lucky that I was in front of him when the next caution flew, which was right away.
Outside wall here at two, yellow.
Fans are on their feet. We're ready to rock and roll.
Stay in line. Truex on you tight.
Truex trying his best to hang on to Kyle Busch.
Three to Truex. Spinning behind you off of two.
Sometimes it does mess with your rhythm, just with all the cautions that keep coming and can kind of take you off your game a little bit. For me, though, I just kind of kept focused on what we've been doing all day that was helping me be successful.
Kyle Larson is right on the bumper of Kyle Busch.
His side is there. No momentum. Clear.
Larson doing everything he can to try to catch Kyle Busch.
I thought Larson there behind me was keeping up with me pretty well, but fortunately I could just inch on him a little bit each lap, and that was just kind of giving me that vote of confidence of being able to drive away.
Check a flag. Yeah, bro.
Kyle Busch has made a spot in playoff round number two.
Yeah. Way to go, team. Way to hang with the driver. Up here, guys. Give it to me.
You know, going to victory lane in this sport is really difficult to do. To gain six more bonus points on the field and be able to take those with us really improves our chances to get the homestead.
If we would have been in front of the 78, maybe we would have been in that crash, who knows, but overall it was good for us to be able to give our M&M's Caramel team a shot in the arm with going to victory lane here in a chase race.
EG3 shows back right here on kcsportsradio.com. Definitely Eddie Greenhouse, few more minutes on today's show, getting you buckled up for the Monster Mile, which is going to be the first elimination race. And yes, definitely, roles could have been switched there. Kyle Busch could have been in that mess there, and Martin Truex Jr. could have. I mean, with the luck with these things, who knows? But Kyle Busch was in the right spot at the right time, you might say here, and he definitely got the victory. And yes, Adam Stevens is right on that. Any stage playoff stage wins or playoff points earned in the postseason will transfer on with the total earned in the regular season with you on to the next round. So, but Kyle Busch is there. So all the 6 points, he Kyle Busch winning stage two. And of course, taking home the checkered flag, the Apache Warrior 400 Sunday, Dover International Speedway, set for green flag of after 1 o'clock Central Time, and around maybe 3 or 4 o'clock somewhere, I'd probably say 4 o'clock somewhere, we will know the 12 drivers. We already know the 1/3 of the field who's going to be a part, taking part of round 12. We will know the rest of the field. And again, all eyes will be on the four, bottom four, including McMurray and maybe Blaney and Harvick. But again, the Monster Mile, you never know what it's going to snap up and gobble you up. Number of the week brought to you by JPEGSports.com. Remember, go check out the rest of our podcast on there as well. Got a lot of things going on this fall. Go read about our information. Check it out. Listen to all of our podcasts, including the EG3 show. The number of the week, Chase Elliott is part of that this week. 87.3. Restarts will be critical in this elimination race here on Sunday. That is the number. Restart retention for Chase Elliott through his starts here at he did not give up a position last year and still hasn't. So for those drivers, it's really, really tight between over a blanket with McMurray, Dillon, Stenhouse, and Newman. And let's not forget about Kurt Busch. They're back a little bit. And Casey Kane, they're gonna have to do some major, major strategy moves if they're gonna be any apart into the next round. Every spot is critical, and I'm going to make kind of a prediction here. I kind of said it already at the top of the podcast, and I'll make it on the bottom. I think this is going to come down to the last five laps of this race. A late caution could, like we saw in the spring, and then we saw that big wreck in the spring that involved a couple of those drivers. We might see it again on Sunday afternoon. It's going to be really, really intense from the green flag. You can't give away opportunity to get stage points. I think that's going to be really critical, and I'm surprised to really nobody's really talked about that. Everyone's talking about the last third of the race. I think it starts with a stage one and stage two, especially with those drivers I've been talking about throughout most of the day. McMurray, Dillon, again, Stenhouse. We're going to be talking about this when we go up to elimination races. The next one is Kansas City. We'll be there for that race. Again, those stages are going to be played critical into somebody's chances. And that's going to be the deciding factor for me. Whoever can score, squeak out between those four drivers. And maybe you can throw in the rest of them. Kurt Busch and Casey Kane. Whoever can get those points in those stages and be inside the top 10. And again, Austin Dillon mentioned this in Race Hub this week. Getting qualifying will be critical for those drivers trying to get into the next round. Qualifying tomorrow will be critical. You can qualify good. You have an opportunity somewhere in the top 12 somewhere. You have an opportunity really to set the tone and get some stage points right off the bat. If not, that's going to be trouble for somebody. So key to this race, going to be the stages, and that I think is going to play a huge role in who advances and who won't advance into the next round. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it for the EG3 show this week right here on kcsportsradio.com. I'm Eddie Greer saying thank you once again to listening to the podcast. A lot of action this week. The trucks out west and Xfinity Series getting about to get underway with their second race this weekend in the elimination, all-important elimination race. Who advances to the round of 12? You happen to listen to the EG3 show right here on kcsportsradio.com. We out.